astral plane. It's just about 9 p.m. here in Pittsburgh, which means it's almost time for the end of this week's edition of From the Basement. The Mockster has given us permission to go a little over that 9 o'clock hour, so bear with us as we do a shift. We'll close out today. We know this is the second half of this program is usually all electronic. We'll close out with an old soul record from our record library. An old George Benson song called It's All in the Game. And this one is from his album Weekend in L.A. I'm looking forward to my own weekend in L.A. later this year. I'll be there in June for a friend's wedding. I get to enjoy the city, go out and see a friend in Joshua Tree, drive up the coast to see my friends in the Bay. George Benson probably enjoyed his weekends in LA, and I hope you, dear listeners, enjoy your weekend in Pittsburgh. It's going to be wet, but that doesn't mean you can't have a good time. Hopefully, by the time you're tuning in next week to From the Basement, we'll be anticipating yet another Steelers playoff game following a potential victory this weekend in Buffalo. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back same time, same place next week. That's 8 p.m. on Friday at 88.3 FM on your dial in Pittsburgh and WRCT.org on your web browser anywhere in the world. Thanks for tuning in and have a good night, Pittsburgh. And I'll interrupt Mr. George Benson to ask you that did you know that an estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year? That's why it's important to always use separate cutting boards for raw meat and vegetables. That's a separate cutting board for raw meat and a separate cutting board for vegetables. You gotta clean, separate, cook, and chill, both in temperature and in temperament. To learn more about the four steps to keep your family safe from foodborne illness, you can visit foodsafety.gov. This message has been brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And some of y'all should heed that warning. I've seen some of you in the kitchen, and you are reckless with your knives and cutting boards. I see you people who touch the raw chicken breast, and then touch the knife, and then wash your hands, but then touch the dirty knife again, and then touch the vegetables. You can't fool me. Anyways, that's all I've got for you tonight. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. I'll leave you with The Mockster for Viva La Mock for the rest of the night, all the way until 1 in the morning.
kids. Whoa. It's time for Uncle Mackie's cartoon show.
you think this song is about you? Don't you? Don't you?
So let it rain. You two wrapping up this first set of music on the Viva Lamont radio program from the Unforgettable Fire in MLK. Because for those of you listening to a live program on Friday, January 13th, it is MLK weekend. MLK Day is officially celebrated this coming Monday. So in tribute to Martin Luther King Jr., played some U2. Before the U2, Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet, they put out like three albums of cover songs called Under the Covers. This is from their second one. They did Carly Simon's You're So Vain, Galaxy 500. Went back to This Is Our Music, their final studio album. With their cover of the Yoko Ono penned, Listen, the snow is falling. I didn't play that because it's raining outside. I played it because there was snow outside when I came into the studio. The Loyal Seas featuring one Tanya Donnelly of Belly fame, Breeders fame. From their new album with Driving With a Ghost. Start off the entire set with Lou Reed. Lou Reed started off the entire set and officially the entire show with a song called My Name is Mock from the Rock and Roll soundtrack, because indeed my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to each and every Friday evening from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. Some fortunate people who are listening and maybe hearing my voice, and it's not a Friday evening. You're listening to an encore presentation of the show. Welcome. Welcome. Maybe this is when you listen because you cannot tune in on a Friday. And so I appreciate that. Or maybe you're listening on a Friday and you're like, hey, dude, guess what? On a Friday, you can call in and give a live request. As long as it's Friday, January 13th. That's the other rule. Because if it's not and you're listening to my voice, then again, you're listening to a Friday encore edition of the Friday Viva La Mock radio program. All right? You got it straight? Do you know that meningitis can strike anyone, anywhere, at any time? Health officials recommend vaccination for all adolescents 11 through the age of 18 years of age, I guess. College freshmen living in dorms, yeah, those very susceptible because you're at an increased risk of contracting the disease. Fewer your children are in these risk groups. Your healthcare provider can tell you more about the vaccination. The National Meningitis Association says, don't wait, vaccinate. For more information, their website, nmaus.org. If you heard my program recently, the first program I always do back in a new year, I pay tribute and celebrate the music that some fallen musicians gave us, who might have passed the year prior. And I always run out of time because there's always so many of them. And during my show, I realized that I teased an artist in a song, and I don't think I ever got to it. Actually, I never teased the actual song. I do know that. I did not tease the actual song. I just teased the artist. The artist was the Stranglers. I learned in early December, Jet Black. I believe he was 84 years old. The drummer for the Stranglers passed away. Let's go back to our oral sculpture from the Stranglers. We're skin deep here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Many people tell you that they're your friend. You need them for what's on the river bend. Make sure that you're receiving the signals they send. Cause brother, you've only got two hands to lend. Maybe there's someone who makes you mean. Some nights you loom up ahead when you're asleep. Some days things on your mind you should keep. Sometimes it's tougher to look than to leave. out for the scooting. The track that you're climbing gets steep. Your emotions are frayed and your nerves are starting to creep. Just remember the days, as long as the time that you keep. Brother, you better watch out for the skinny knee.
Everything. grafted onto you and me. it's always worth half a blast. You know the face, but you can't see past the disco strobes and the stumbling blocks. Wait, there's the other island now. Formation displays of affection fly over. Eyes roll back, and I can see both islands now. It's the intermission. Let's shake a few hands. Blank expressions invite me to suspect I ain't quite where I think I am. Stackable party guests to fill the awkward silences. The disco strobes and the stumbling blocks. Wait, there's the other island now. Formation displays of affection fly over. Eyes roll back, and I can see both islands now. From my vantage point, the spare set of tingles array. So be a spy if I get it my. Looks like the Riviera is coming into land. Early predictions would seem to suggest I ain't quite where I think I am. Formation displays of affection fly over. Eyes roll back, and I can see both.
That is some brand new music from Arctic Monkeys, Sheffield, England's own Arctic Monkeys. You know, it's called the Car. That was I Ain't Quite Where I Think I Am from the Arctic Monkeys. Before that, how about some Decemberists? I went back to The Crane Wife. Yeah, The Crane Wife with When the War Came. Now, that song itself is actually written about, if you did not know that, that song is actually written about the siege on Leningrad ended back in, actually, it actually ended back in January of 1944, and that's what that is about. And I figured it's January 2013, so why not play some Decemberists? And it's January, so play some December. I don't know where I'm going with this, but Guided by Voices before that, from one of two albums they put out in 2022. This album was called Tremblers and Goggles by Rank. Alex Bell was the track I played. And start off the entire set, paying tribute to Jet Black, a great drummer, drummed for the Stranglers, passed away about a month ago, just over a month ago, skin deep from the Stranglers. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Always appreciate when you can tune in and hang out with me. I do. You can always give me a request, too. It's Friday, January 13th. You can call me up, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. Or you can always drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Now, speaking of people that I did not get to in my Gone But Not Forgotten showcase of artists we lost in 2022. Another one was Andy Fletcher, original keyboardist from Depeche Mode. I don't play a lot of Depeche Mode on my show for a lot of reasons. There's a few songs I really do enjoy. If you hang out with me at Arsenal Lanes on a on a Thursday when I'm doing 80s and 90s, yeah, I'll play some Depeche Mode for you. One of the songs I have always enjoyed by Depeche Mode, Blasphemous Rumor, so I'm going to play that one for you. Again, if you've got a suggestion for a song, drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
man flicks a switch.
Thank you.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. Your little friend at home, stop me and say hello.
Young Cannibals wrapping up that set of music with their version of Elvis's Suspicious Minds. Talking about some songs I really love. I love the Elvis Suspicious Minds, and I dig the Fine Young Cannibals Suspicious Minds as well. Yeah, Elvis, if he were alive today, would have celebrated, I believe, his 88th birthday this past week. Yeah, and sadly, we've got a report that his daughter passed away yesterday at 54 years old. Unbelievable. New Order before the Fine Young Cannibals doing their version of Ceremony. Originally a Joy Division song, but I guess they get credit for it. I mean, it's a Joy Division cover by a band who was basically mostly Joy Division, or were Joy Division. Fun Boy 3. Featuring the late Terry Hall, passed away back in December with the Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. You know, it's a political song, and I play it for that very reason. Because I don't care which party you vote for, they're both lunatics. So each and every year I get to play that, usually in November. And I say, hey, guess what? The lunatics have taken over the asylum. Guided by voices. Oh, not guided by voices. Depeche Mode. Guided by voices was the set prior to that. Depeche Mode, Blasphemous Rumors. Andy Fletcher of Depeche Mode passed away last year. So I wanted to play those. Some songs that I did not get in last week's Gone But Not Forgotten segment of the Viva La Mock radio program. So I wanted to get into this segment. Now don't forget, if this is a live show, so it's Friday, January 13th, you can give me a request. I've gotten a few requests that have come over the email, wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will be getting to each and every one of those as I can mix them in. I also remind you that if you've been putting your heart under way too much pressure lately due to maybe it's stress, maybe, you got to think about this because you know what? Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and your heart, it can quit whenever it wants to. And the challenge is when your heart quits, you quit. So you should listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to stroke, heart attack, and death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For information on how to get your high blood pressure to that healthy range, you can text PRESSURE to 97779. This message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, the estate of Lisa Marie Presley, and WRCT. Speaking of Lisa Marie and her father who has passed, I also feel compelled to play something from Peter Hallsapel. He goes by Mr. Bonus with this one, but it's Elvis, What Happened? It's Viva La Mock.
Well, Elvis, what happened? What happened was you died. You showed us how to live, and then you died. And it was not a pretty sight. And you made us feel like fools to believe in what we saw. Like how you love religion, and how you love your ma. And Dr. Nick, that evil prick, for all that Thorazine. And Colonel Parker kept his hand in making things look clean. Your acting out of public life was better than your films. Colonel Parker took your hand and he catered to your whims. Oh, you let him be your teddy bear and he made you Frankenstein. And then you died, you stupid ass, and left it all behind.